Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
As we discussed all show long, it was a great day, a great couple days of football. Epic results in all four games. And now we bring in DP and Jay, and of course, last night was the best game of all, not because of the result, because the way it went down. The Bills fall in overtime 42-36 to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in KC. And I'm going to ask you, Jay, off the bat. First of all, amazing performance by Josh Allen and company. The defense was not great, but what was your initial response, and where are you at right now in coping with that? It was an awesome game.
Yeah. I mean, the whole weekend was great.
It was.
And it's really good that it was a really good weekend after kind of a ho-hum first weekend.
Right.
You know, the games weren't really that good. And the Chiefs game, it was a great game. You know, I wish they could do flex for playoffs, because essentially that was the AFC championship game. And in my opinion, the two best teams playing, two complete teams, even though they, you know, looked like it was quarterbacks were feasting.
Yep.
And Buffalo, Buffalo just, you know, you just lost the game. I mean, I've been on that side where there's two things. As much as players freeze up, you know, like how they used to do the freeze them, the kicker or whatever, coaches freeze up. And no matter how long you've been coaching, and Leslie Frazier played for the 85 Bears and has been a D coordinator, and a successful defensive coordinator, but his Achilles heel is two-minute defense in closing out games. Even back when he was a defensive coordinator for the Vikings, if you go back and see. And so, you know, look, but then I don't want to get into you can't take anything from Patrick Mahomes. You give him wide open guys, you give him a Hall of Fame tight end wide open three or four times, he's going
to
hit him.
That play they ran on the first play to Tyreek Hill was really well designed. Put him in motion, then had him go back across the field on a cross. And if he gets two steps or a step on a guy, he's going to run for a while.
But you don't – in that situation
– that was a well-designed play by the Chiefs, I would say.
Right. Well, there was a well-designed play by Eric Bieniemy. But what you don't do in that situation, with that much space, you don't run two-man on a motion. You can do it if he's static. And static for you fans out there means he didn't go in motion. So the part of what they do with Tyreek Hill so he can get off the jam, which he's superior at doing it, is they're going to get him in motion so you don't have – you're already on your heels because you're coming in motion. So now the advantage, which Tyreek Hill already has against 99.9% of the defensive backs, now he's in motion, so now it's even more. And then he's going to sell you outside and then hit you across the middle. So what you need to do is go from a – like if you're in man, which they were, then you come and then you go to like a zone. So then therefore you can kind of pass him off and then you can just ride him and get more eyes down on him. Because that's what they want to do. They want getting man.
So we're talking about a play, the first play after 13 seconds, he went in motion left and then came back right on a crossing route and then went for a long way. They were in man because that's why he was in.
And then they came and then they got a timeout. And so you got to know how much time's left, where the kicker's going to hit from.
50 plus.
He's pretty good. And NFL kickers, if you're like him, you're 50 is high make under those circumstances. So you know that they could get one or two plays. And so you get a timeout and you know in the back of a formation –
Bills get a timeout.
It was a timeout. Yeah. Well, Kansas City called timeout, then the Bills, then now you're playing a chess match. And what happens is you actually outthink yourself. Travis Kelce was on the backside of a formation. It was a slot with three, and they were in a bunch formation. So that plays into the defense's hands because there's two guys that are going to kill you in that situation. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill with two guys, with you three right there, mm-hmm. is easier to guard than me and him and this. So they actually played into your hands right there. You could actually run a box coverage on him, mm-hmm. right, with the safety over top. You're in pretty much prevent. You don't need four D linemen. Just put two. You could go three. I want more guys in coverage because I want to tackle you and lay on you. Travis Kelce's on the backside of the formation. You got a cornerback, and they got a linebacker they just paid, that's getting paid $18 million. Both of you guys watch this Hall of Fame tight end who
– he got a free run.
Well, he got a free run. Okay, and so you're validating my point.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to give him a free run, then what's the fourth D lineman in there for? Right? So – but both of you guys are going to watch this guy here who – essentially, that's who Patrick Mahomes went to in the previous drives. When he needed it, what was it, fourth down? They went to him, or a big third down, he went to it. But when they went and scored their first touchdown, then, you know, Allen had to go. And that's how you lost the game.
Yeah, they gave him a
free run. And then once
they
got it in overtime, it was over. The momentum was there. It was over.
Yeah, Romo was flabbergasted that Kelce was that wide open. It wasn't a tough throw. It was an easy throw.
Yeah, it wasn't anything that – I mean, Patrick Mahomes is going to complete that 100 out of 100 times. There's not a quarterback that's in the playoffs that's not going to complete that. I mean, what they did was essentially, it was like pat and go.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Right.
Yeah, Kelce got a free run. He's wide open.
I mean, you could play. You got to play underneath and over top on those two guys. Now, if Pringle or whoever, or, you know, somebody else gets it, and they're going to try to score, right? You tackle them, the game's over.
We were talking DP? To DP before because we asked about the idea of squib kicking.
Yeah, and that's it. We're just talking about the play in the game.
Don't do that with Jay in the room.
The squib kick.
What squib kick?
Music City Miracle.
Oh, I know.
Like, no, don't.
That's the right play. I mean, 20 some years ago, it doesn't matter to me. That's what you do.
Squib. Well, see, this is the side I'm on because it's that chaos. I would rather, with 13 seconds, I would rather trust my 11 best defenders from 80 yards or from 40 yards or whatever we decide the line to gain is, rather than a kicker and 10 reserves.
Yeah, but Buffalo.
I don't want to cause chaos. What's it, control the controllables. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, in that situation, I know how to defend with my best 11 defenders.
Sure. 13 seconds.
If I kick long, all of my return team, they understand their lanes, the time, the place that they need to be. When you squib, you go outside of your norm. And you create more chaos, right? So if he had squibbed it and a short guy picked it and it was just him and the kicker, everybody would have went, why don't you just put your defense on the field?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's tomato, tomato.
Hey, that's a good point.
But you practice your squib kicks. And actually, in this situation, it works to the defensive advantage. Buffalo had the number one coverage unit in all of football all year long. They don't have Tyreek Hill back. If Tyreek Hill's back there, I might kick that bad boy out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for. I like my chances
on a squib because if it goes to an up back, that's great because he's going to fumble it around.
Time.
Time's going on.
But you're also shortening the field.
But that's fine. But they're shortening the field anyways.
Well, I would rather have them start at 25 than at the 40.
Okay, I appreciate that, DP.
Right, but
I squibbed it, right?
Yeah,
but you condensed the field.
I appreciate your defense of McDermott on
this. You condense the field down because what you're playing against the clock, not the field. When they get the ball with 13 seconds left, and essentially they get a timeout, and you know you're going to get – and you get one explosive play, you know that they're playing for a field goal, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're not playing for a touchdown.
Yeah, field goal.
It's easier to defend when you're playing – it's like you go into red zone defense, right? Because they're playing to a yardage. We're playing to a yardage. And the closer that they get, it should be easier. Kansas City is dangerous with more field. That's what people don't understand. They are completely will annihilate you when they're down by 21 or they have a full field to go. When it's condensed, that's what you want. You want the game tight with them. That's why Bill O'Brien coached himself right out of Rice Village, where he used to live, and messed that game up.
Whatever they decided was going to be wrong. Because you put Kelce in. And
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
it wasn't going to matter.
At the end of the day, you didn't cover anybody. This completely falls on the defense, because even if you do go overtime, right? Say they get a, and it's no different if they threw it deep and they got a bogus pass interference and then they run on and kick the field goal. So now you're in overtime. And granted, everybody can be mad about the overtime rules, but at the end of the day, you didn't even provide any type of, like, angst of them not scoring a touchdown.
Worn down. Worn down.
Okay, so
but defense is worn down.
But worn down, I mean,
worn down.
Stop the excuses. You didn't. You did not.
Just think. That. Just like, stop the excuses.
Everybody's tired.
Everybody knows the rules.
See, simple.
I'm so sick and tired
simple.
Of people.
This is the stuff that you're a kickoff time guy. I know you.
No, I just.
Oh, we didn't. We kicked off at 11, so we can't win.
Don't start telling me what I am.
But you can't. You just made excuses talking about you're tired. Simple.
I don't know. No. Let's not do that.
We're in the playoffs here. You're in the playoffs. There is no excuses.
All right.
The excuses. They're professional athletes. Highly paid.
Yeah.
And you could say, well. Okay, their all-pro corner was out. Well, you played all season. 39 knew. Okay, 39 that last, like, quarter. Okay, he was watching the clock, hoping that the game ended while the game was still going.
Offense had the advantage right there.
39, number 39 for the Buffalo Bills. Ooh-wee. Has just played himself out of a second
you
contract.
You win the coin flip. Ooh. In that situation, you got an 85% chance to win.
Well, with Mahomes.
But I mean, These are pros. Mm. Get off the field. That's your job.
Well, really, to be honest
with you, your job is to get off the field.
It's like, okay. We'll let you score. You just can't score a touchdown. Because then that way it gives.
Get off the field.
They just went right down the field. Yeah. It was just a matter of time. I mean, the equipment dudes could have went in there and got the stuff ready, you know, start, you know. Getting
Bills are shell-shocked, too. You could see it on Allen's face. Shell-shocked.
Welcome to the party.
He let the game up by three.
This is playoff football.
He's shell shocked because they left the game with 13 seconds left up by three and didn't touch the ball again.
Exactly.
And lost.
But those are the rules.
I know.
And the rules apply.
Right.
Like,
he can still be shell shocked.
No, it's not your job.
That you can't believe. I could not believe how they play defense.
It's the number one defense in the NFL. Top rated scoring defense, top rated middle defense. Not this week. Nope. Top rated third down defense.
Not this week. But here's where I knew Buffalo was in trouble. It was the hidden yards earlier in the game in the first touchdown, the first drive that Kansas. So Buffalo scores, right? So that gives you advantage. You're on the road. You got the momentum. All you got to do is essentially, even if they get a field goal, you're still, I call it, playing with house money. The amount of leaky yardage in the first two drives. Missed tackles, bad angles. Even when Kansas City scored their second touchdown, when they kind of threw like a little jailbreak screen, the defensive end was there and he kind of pulled up. The alley guy came in and whiffed, and then three guys, and next thing you know, he went up. See, that let me know that they were sitting there and hoping to win. They weren't really pulling the trigger. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you this, even before that game started, that gloomy game in Jacksonville came back to bite them. I'm telling you. Because if I don't know what the records are, because if
the Bills lost to Jacksonville,
Bills lost to Jacksonville. So if they went down there, and I always say the pain of discipline has got to be worth the pain of regret. So if that's the game that decided between you and Kansas City having a home game, that's the difference between you continuing on to possibly going to the Super Bowl. So as a coach, when you sit there, yes, we're mad, but we got to think about what did we do to get here. Now, granted, it was a great season, great game, but ultimately. Should we ever lose to Jacksonville?
No.
Should we ever lose to whoever we lose? There's probably another game that they lost where they kind of went through and kind of like, because you remember New England caught them. Remember they had a 3 or 4 game lead and it was like they could be the AFC champs by like week 12.
Yep.
And then it came down to like that last game. Well, something had to happen between the fast start.
That's right.
The too long a lull in the middle. And then it comes back to bite you because you would rather have that game at home.
The pain of regret.
Yeah.
The pain of regret.
Yeah, that's painful.
There's been plenty around here. I mean, this is a movie that you've seen before.
Yeah, I've seen that movie too many times. I'm sick of that movie.
Are you guys going to talk all NFL today?
Whatever he wants to talk about.
Jay?
I did see something that they said. Did somebody really predict Nebraska going to the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. R.J. Young of Fox Sports Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, hey, you if you that? Ever want to get, like, your likes up or clicks up, just if you're, I guess, an article guy or, you know, whatever, let's do that.
Also, Caesar Sportsbook puts Casey Thompson as the 8th best Heisman odds right now for next year.
25-1.
The 6th best quarterback.
What is it,
odds.
DP? What is it?
Can we stop? Can we just
stop? You don't
stop?
Want to drink Kool-Aid at all?
No, I.
No, we cannot stop, DP.
I get the Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid time, right? Within the space. And then outsiders come in. And you go, okay. I'm an outsider. For most listeners, I'm an outsider. No matter what I say, half of the audience will say I'm right, and the other half will say I'm wrong. That's just the way it works. So Knucklehead figured, hey, let me draw Nebraska into the conversation.
Who's Knucklehead?
Whoever.
R.J. Young.
Yeah.
He has a pretty good explanation, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, as I did hear, like, what he's – I mean, I get what he's saying, but that's a big, big turnaround.
Rose Bowl?
I mean, that's –
You're
that's
laughing.
Like, I mean, that's
Sip
a big
– Come on. What look, if, DP, look, what look. If I come in here and
I'm an
predict Rose Bowl?
I'm an off-season guy. Like, I understand that at least you're doing something to make moves. Like, I get that. If you told me that Nebraska was going to be in the Rose Bowl, I'm immediately going to figure out how that's going to happen. Like, I get his, like, I get that. But it's just run with and stretched and pulled in so many directions.
Of course.
By people, like, oh, my goodness gracious. So, look, I'm as guilty of that as anybody of saying, you know, look, I think this thing can work.
It can work, but that's a big, big
jump. That's a big work.
That's a big jump, man.
You know, you can stretch. Say it can work. I'm on the other team.
Yeah,
now.
I could definitely. Like, I definitely, if I had to bet, and I'm not a gambler, that a bet it'll work.
Like if you said Utah, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get that.
Well, they've done it before.
Yeah, so they just was here
they
last
literally
year.
Just did it. They literally so just did it.
They almost won the game.
But to the – not saying that they can't do it, but I just have – I mean, I don't know if there's any, like, recent – you know, I mean, I guess you could say UCF where you go from
– Wake Forest, 50, maybe. 50,
yeah, where you can go. So it can be done.
Northwestern
did it multiple times. Yeah. Iowa's done it, you know, where they were kind of running – Kurt Ferentz out. And remember, they were undefeated, and they end up playing McCaffrey and company in the Rose Bowl.
But my question is, and you guys can answer, do you if Casey Thompson's in the Heisman discussion, the other thing is possible?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
They're putting both up there.
They have to have 9 or 10 wins.
Right. Yeah. But then the question becomes, do you think Casey Thompson will be in the Heisman discussion in several months?
That's time will tell. But that's all
we can be
dependent.
Hopeful.
That's going
to
depend.
All we have is hope.
No, be hope. Look, I'm a member of Team Hope. So
I am too. I'm a member of Team Offensive Line too, and I got to see a lot more improvement up front.
Sure. There you go. Just pouring salt in the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid. It's lost its sugar. Except,
you're absolutely right. Yeah. See, this is the thing. It's the off season. Nobody's wrong.
Right.
Nobody's wrong.
Can't be
but
wrong.
You can spend your time.
But what is right though is you got to win up front. I will tell you that.
That's true.
Now, I will tell you this. Homeboy Casey Thompson can play. So, if there's any doubters out there, he can play. There is no doubt that he can play.
That helps.
And he's going to play under money time. When it's Cajonas time, he's going to play a lot different than what you've seen before.
And his dad will tell you Nebraska's offensive line is better than Texas's offensive line. So, one good thing is he'll be used to a suspect offensive line.
Yeesh. Yeesh is right.
That's what his dad will tell you. Charles.
Yeesh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I think the dude, you know, from the two. Yeah. I think the coaches are good. The coaches that they brought in versus even the players. A totally different type of tempo.
Can you imagine Texas line coach just hearing that? Just going,
I'm just saying.
Like, oh, those are fighting words right there.
Well, didn't you hear him? Isn't that the dude that they secretly recorded on the bus?
Ooh. Who's that?
Texas offensive line coach.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was him.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Not great. All
right.
Interesting
guy.
Old School is up next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump.
Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.